In many ways, this is the most important question of our faith. Who do you say that I am? At first, it's kind of a generic question. What's everybody else saying? But then Jesus gets very specific. Who do you say that I am? And that's a question that each one of us has to answer. Who do we believe that Jesus is? Who do we believe that Jesus is in our life? Like, what does he ask of us? What does he want us to do? We know he loves us. We know he died for our sins. But what does he want from me? How does he want me to follow him? What does he want me to do if I become his disciple? Obviously, there's a, I don't want to say pithy answer because it's the right one, but follow me. He said that to us. But of course, the challenge is in the details. What does that mean? I think that one of the things to remember with a question such as this is that Peter could not have given this answer without the grace of God. Yes, he had an experience of the true and real Jesus, but without God's grace, it would not have been clear to him that Jesus was more than just a prophet. He was the divine Son of God. Peter understands something about Jesus that's really completely different. And that only happens with his grace, with God's grace. And the same is true for us. So ask the Lord to give you the grace to be able to answer the question, who do you say that I am?